Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where we got rid of Natalie. I know I've been listening to your comments, and we have replaced her.
Oh, David, Lucas here. It's the octopus teacher.
We replaced her with the octopus teacher.
It's great to be here, David. I want to let you know that I fell in love with a shark, so I'm doing a lot better now.
The shark? Isn't that the thing that killed the octopus?
Yes. Quite a twist of fate there. But, you know, it turned out the shark was actually pretty sexy, and I love him more. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah. Can we start the podcast with such a horrible joke? will people want to tune into the rest?
You know, I went to the aquarium in Long Beach, and they had the craziest octopus there, and it was so fucking cool after seeing that.
You're like, it was sexy?
Yeah, this thing was fucking
You're like,
hot.
Oh, you know what? I get it now.
I got it. Like, the tentacles were coming up on the glass, and I was like, yo, this thing is magnificent. Let me fuck it.
All right, roll the intro music.
I want to open up the podcast with a question.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Someone's fucking... Someone sounds like an idiot.
Yeah, well, I have a question.
Okay, go. Look at me. I want to open up the podcast. Who fucking talks like that?
All right,
go.
I know. I can't believe I just did that on my own volition.
All right, what is it?
No, what was I... how long would you last in prison?
Me?
Yeah. Be honest.
What does last mean?
I don't know. Be alive.
Like, when would I want to leave? Probably immediately. What does that mean? How long would I last?
Guard, I'm ready to go now.
Guard, please call Taylor. She'll be picking me up. I don't think I'd last in prison at all. I think it's crazy to ever go to prison. I was like, I would rather die. And I've always stood by this, and you always disagree with me.
Oh, yeah, we've talked
prison
about
prison is
this.
Literally my biggest fear, other than getting sick.
I think you'd do all right. They'd give you a job there.
No, I don't want to do it. I would never want to do it.
You'd be good. You'd run, like, the audiovisual department.
I'd rather be... the what?
You'd run the audiovisual department.
The morning announcements?
Yeah, you do the morning announcements, yeah.
Good morning, Cook County Prison State Penitentiary.
Oh, I love this guy.
Today, Luis, he did get shanked, but he will be making a full recovery. Mark is serving solitary confinement for the next 8 days. Mark, we wish you the best.
I've thought about it.
You've thought about being in prison?
I feel like I'd low-key, like, thrive.
Yeah, I know. Why? Because you'd be surrounded by 100 women?
No,
you love that. I was like, sign me fucking up. I thrive.
Who
says that about being in prison? Unless they're in love with women. There's no fucking way.
No! I'm just saying. I mean, have you watched Orange is the New Black?
No, but I'm sure it's great.
I would 100% be like... I would, like, have my own squad. First of all, I'd be so fit. That's everyone says that. It's like, I just want to go to prison to get fit. Because, like, there's literally nothing else to do than work out. I'd be so
you'd
fit.
You'd definitely kill it in prison. I know that for a fact.
And then I'd be, like, head of, like, my pack. But my pack would be, like, kind of peaceful. But it's also, like, don't fuck with us. Because, like, you know. And I don't know what I'd be in for. Hopefully nothing crazy. But, like, I feel like I'd come out from prison. And I, like, have all these, like, prison friends. And then they'd all come out. And then I'd, like, help them. And we'd have, like, fucking community. It'd be sick.
Yeah, it would be sick.
Let's send you.
Okay.
She wants us to send you to prison?
Will you bail me out? Like, after a couple days?
No, we'll send you there for a year, and we'll have a beautiful podcast when you come back.
you're going to need some time to, you know, get your squad together and make some friends.
Could you imagine Ella goes to prison for a year just for our podcast? She comes back. It's only a 10-minute story.
And they're like, Joe, cut it. It's not that good.
We're just like, what? And I was like, yeah, honestly, not much happened.
I read some books and got some tattoos, and that's about it.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Tay in prison would be good.
Taylor in prison.
Taylor would become someone's, like...
I like showers too much. I don't think I would last.
That's your problem?
That's
I'd get killed by Ella.
First of all, the showers is a dude thing. I don't think it's valid for women.
What do you mean?
It's a very penis thing.
It's a very penis thing, the shower.
What do you mean?
Like to get
Wait,
fucked
are
in
you
the
not ta- you're not saying you're scared of showers?
Oh, no, she's saying she dirty. Wants to be cleaned.
Oh.
Just like showers.
Both me and Dave are like, you're not going to have a dick in your ass. Don't worry about it.
No, I think you'll be fine. Oh. I think in prison you shower every day.
Yeah, you shower. Yeah, it's not that dirty. So you know how, I know we've talked about my nudes a lot. I remember how we were
Ella loves talking about this. Just fucking show it to them. No. Show it to us already.
So you know how I told you guys that like once I did like a photo shoot with my friend, she focuses on like nude bodies and like very sexual things and like that's just her thing. And so once I did the shoot with her, it was like literally we were on vacation.
Oh, the pictures
and we
just you
did
had it. In your resume.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So she took some photos of me and they're like, she on her Instagram, she like has all these kind of photos of herself too. And so she posted one, like this is almost 2-3 years ago. You can't see my face. So I knew and I was like, it's fine. You can't see my face. It's fine. Whatever. And then since then she's deleted them. And then she DM'd me the other day and she's like, dude, look at this. And she was like on her Discover page and she somehow happened upon this girl's profile and was looking at her stories. And this girl in her stories had my photo and was promoting her OnlyFans. And was like, swipe up for my OnlyFans. And it was the photo of me, like my photo. You can't see my face, but I obviously know it's me. My friend knows it's me. She took the photo. And so she DM'd the girl and she's like, hey, like, this isn't you. Like, this is my photo. Like, where'd you get this? Do you mind? Like, can you take it down? Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And the girl's like,
you have that nice of a body where someone's using it to promote their OnlyFans? Out of anybody they could have pulled off Google Image, they were like, this is the one?
I mean, but that's the thing.
Wow.
And so she was like, pretty and impressive. They don't follow each other, though. Hello, they don't follow wow. each other. Fuck off. They don't follow each other, though. She was also kind of weird. This photo's been deleted for a while, so I'm like, where the fuck did she get this? And the girl answered and was like, hey, like, I'm not taking it, like, kind of, like, bitchy, like, fuck that, I'm not taking it down. Also, I got the photo off another OnlyFans, LOL.
Oh, my God.
So she didn't even get it from my friend, which means that this photo is on someone else's OnlyFans, and they're fucking making money off my photo of my body.
It's time
and it doesn't even have
OnlyFans.
Your face.
And it doesn't have my face. I mean, luckily, I mean, obviously, they couldn't use it if it had my face in right. it, but, like, it's is literally it? Just my, like, it's my, it's just my body, and I'm in underwear, it's not nothing crazy. And I was just like, I can't do anything about it.
Is it like, oh, so there's no actual nudity, it's just you in your underwear?
No, yeah, it's just me in my underwear. Okay. It's like, you can, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's fucking insane. And I'm like, I don't know, like, I can't do anything about it. And I told my friend, I was like, this is fucked up. Like, I should put these fucking on an OnlyFans. Like, yeah. This bitch is promoting her OnlyFans.
Jason has the same story, too, except they use his picture for an obituary.
Yeah. Wait,
very
actually?
Similar. Yeah. No. Yeah.
You know Forest Lawn in Burbank?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all over the cast.
Very proud Jason died. Nice.
That'd be a really crazy. Funny, like, brand deal if you got, like, a brand deal with Forest Lawn, like, promoting
the funeral home.
Yeah.
Hey, are you like me? Are you going to die soon?
Come pick your casket.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This was interesting. This was very interesting.
Here comes the dinner.
Yep. Here comes the dinner. David, you're so smart. Okay, so I got a text last week, really nice text. Hey, let's all go have, we're all going to go have dinner Thursday night. And I was like, huh, really? David wants to have a dinner? David, Mr. Order before I get there so I can eat in 10 minutes and be back in my car. And I was like, this is weird. This is some weird shit. And then I started to text back something snarky, you know, and I was like, nope, you know what? I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be like, you know what? Maybe Dave's starting some new businesses. Let me be positive. And I wrote back, great, I'd love to. Blah, 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 blah. We go to the dinner. We get there. It's beautiful. Very nice. This motherfucker leaves in the middle of the dinner.
No, wrong.
It's a Team Dobrik meeting.
I left that for an hour and 45 minutes. And how I know is because Jason was timing me because he was curious how long it would take for me to leave the dinner.
I took bets. I bet 50 minutes.
And I stayed longer than anybody thought I was going to stay.
Ah! No.
Hey, that doesn't mean anything.
What do you
mean? That means we all have a low opinion of you.
No, I genuinely thought you were going to stay for the whole dinner. I thought that you were the one that instigated the conversation about having the dinner, thinking it's such a great idea. We should get the whole team together. We've done some really amazing things. And then you fucking peace.
I was in like, when I started the dinner idea, I was like, I'm in a good mood. And then dinner came around and things just ruined my mood. So
what
I was
happened?
Not there anymore.
What was your thought process?
I don't know. I just wasn't.
You know, maybe we just kind of like grow up, mature, and like suck it up a little bit.
I did.
David walks up to the table and he was like, Ilya made up some lie. He's like, I got a surprise for
Dave.
Whoa. I got a big surprise for Dave.
Lie.
What fucking
there
was, it what was the
lie.
Surprise?
He got me he gave me his fucking ring from Cartier.
Uh huh. And he needed
gift.
To do that during Team Dover dinner.
It was here and it was like wrapped.
And he couldn't give it to you after
Jay,
the
it
dinner.
It was a special thing.
No, it's bullshit. Natalie,
dead
back
ass.
Me up.
Deadass, I gave my ring.
Deadass, you gave me the
dead
ring.
Deadass, you could have given it to him. You see him 24 hours a day. You could have given it to him
I
at any time.
Give, I yeah, need, it
why did it need to happen at that point?
Because the vibes were right.
Because the vibes were
no,
right.
No, the vibes weren't right because you walked up to the table and you go, come on, guys. What do you want me to say? This is fucking miserable.
And JJJ, we're walking away from the restaurant and like it's all quiet. And he turns to me and goes, should I have said that?
You're an idiot.
I felt so bad.
And then you left in the two-seater, and
bad.
Joe, that little fucker, he tried to move in on your two-seater and ditch me there like that. And he's like, is there room in the car? And Dilly was like, no, Joe, there's no room. And then so then Joe and I were stuck there talking about you the entire night, talking about David. Then after you left, then everybody's like, I think David likes the color blue. I think he likes the color blue, too.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's just like, it's all the people that you pay to fucking work for you sitting there talking about you and me sitting there like, I... It was weird. It was like going to like a David Dobrik fan conference or something.
Honestly, can I...
It was a business dinner for your businesses.
Can I say that's why I started to hate it?
Yeah, I know. I know that's why.
Like,
I'm just giving you shit.
I started to hate it because like I was hearing stories and like people were like sharing stories of their best David moments. And I was like, what the fuck? It felt so weird.
I know what you mean.
Jack was like, do you remember the SeatGeek meeting back in New York? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it was a pretty normal meeting. And Jack was like, David sat on the floor and demanded equity. And I was like, I don't even recall sitting on the floor. Maybe I asked about equity. And it was like this big, like, look how crazy David is. And yeah. I was just like, this is a weird thing for me to sit on. Like, I'd rather go and you guys can have the discussion on your own. Like, I just didn't want to be there for that. It felt like
I think there was one person that did that. That was like, the story you just shared was the only incident that happened.
No, there was a lot.
No, there was a lot of that, bro. That was a lot of it. That's why I left. I was just like, I can't do it anymore. It was literally left and right. I'm telling you, I was there. I know why I left.
It was fine. Like, whatever.
And then I texted I texted Joe. I'm like, be honest with me, because I know Joe's the most honest with me. I'm like, Joe, be honest with me. What are they saying right now? And he's like, surprisingly, you're fine. Surprisingly, no one's pissed.
No, because they all started drinking. And so then I drove Ilya's car home, right? And then, David, the one thing you missed, well, you've probably seen it before, but I'd never seen it before. Fucking, we got in the car, and Taylor and Ella and Natalie were in the back seat, and they were drunk, and they put on WAP. And they got really fucking dirty. Like, Joe and I were in the front, like, oh my God. Like, Joe and I were looking at each other, like, is this happening? Like, it was Taylor, like, there's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this. I'm a certified freak. 7 days a week. Bomb ass pussy. I was like, whoa.
Right.
It was something else. That was a fun part of the night. And then Ilya gave you a Cartier ring.
Yeah, he gave me a Cartier
Where
ring.
Where is it?
So this is what happened. I'll be honest.
Yeah, please.
So we're sitting in the back. We all go to the bathroom, and I go to Ilya. I'm like, Ilya, I gotta get out of here. And Ilya goes, me too. And I go, thank God. And I go, we gotta come up with an excuse. And he goes, okay, I'll just say I have a surprise for you. And I go, but what if someone dead asses you? And he goes, well, I'll just get you a surprise. I'll get you something. And so we go back to the dinner, and Ilya's like, we have to go. I have a surprise for David.
Yeah,
and
which, then, the worst lie. I knew right away. No one believed it.
And then Megan goes, dead ass. And Ilya looks at me and I go, yeah, tell her. And he goes, dead ass. And Megan goes, what the fuck? And then we leave. Like, you know, obviously that whole thing happens with me saying miserable and whatever. And then we leave. We're in the car and Ilya's like on the phone with Best Buy seeing what stores are open. Because he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, well, I like TVs. And he's like trying to see where he can buy like the biggest flat screen. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you're like thinking too much about it. Like, just go home and surprise me with something random.
Right.
With like something random. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, yeah. If you don't tell me what it is, it's a surprise. And you didn't lie on dead ass. Right. I'm like, literally go in there, get a sock and pull it out and be like, this is my lucky sock. Right. And so we get back to the house. It's just me and him. I go to lay down because I'm just not feeling well. So I lay down and Ilya comes into my room and he goes, all right, close your eyes. And I go, okay. And he goes, here's this. I want you to have this. And it's his ring. It's his Cartier ring that he's had for like 2 years. And I'm like, wow, you want me to have that? And he's like, yeah, it was my surprise for you. And he's like, it's my lucky ring. I'm like, I don't think it's your lucky ring. You've only had it for like 2 years.
I've had it for like 3 years. It was my lucky ring. I wore it like every day.
Yeah, just because you wear it a lot doesn't mean it's your lucky ring.
That's my only ring.
That's what it was. And it was just really funny that like now I had this Cartier ring because Ilya was forced to give it to me just so he could leave this party.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good so, end of the story.
So now I have a ring. And then we got back and fucking an hour later, the girls got back and they brought home a kitten. Someone dropped a cat off at our fucking doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in a bag. And in the bag, there's a clickbait hoodie, the cat, and a makeup bag. It was really fucking scary. And that's it. And the bag just – and then we took the cat over, and we gave it away to one of our friends.
Last podcast, we talked about these TikTokers called the Vibe Crew.
I know.
And they're like 8 to, like, 14-year-olds. Super young crowd. Super young crowd. Mm. And last podcast, we also talked – like the dirtiest podcast we've ever had. All we talked about was 69ing.
Sorry,
like
it
was
crew.
It was like the grossest podcast we've ever had. Super sexual. And it was so funny because I go on to Instagram the next day when the podcast goes out and it's just I get tagged in an Instagram story. It's like 7 members of the vlog of the Vibe Crew hanging out in their Tesla holding a cell phone up to their ears saying, "We just listened to David Dobrik's podcast and we heard them talk about the Vibe Crew." Like it's like fucking these like literally 10-year-old people and like they're all just listening to this. So I almost don't want to bring them up again because I don't want them to listen to this right. And hear that we're mentioning the Vibe Crew along with all the other fucking shit we talk about. But Vibe Crew, we love you guys. Stay true to what you're doing. I support you guys. I'm excited to see what you guys got coming out.
I was sitting with myself thinking with my thoughts the other day. I don't know. I thought it was kind of crazy that, like, I was thinking about the universe and space and things that, like, really weirded me out. And I was not high. I was just sitting there and thinking about a bunch of random weird shit.
Right.
And I was thinking, and I wrote it down because maybe you guys have an opinion on it, too. But isn't it kind of crazy how we don't really know, like, why we're here on Earth or how we're here on Earth and how there's, like, different life forms or if there's different life forms?
Yeah, we talk about that literally, like,
what is this? What is this? What are you, in the second grade?
Welcome to Astronomy with Natalie.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. What do you
mean? I thought you had like a new fucking idea that hasn't ever been discussed
before. We talk about this all the time.
No, it's like the most simple question in the world.
Today, Natalie looks up at the stars.
It's simple because like it's obviously no one, even nobody knows.
Yeah, but how does nobody know?
Oh, that's.
What do you mean, Nat? What are you fucking? First of all, I'm surprised that like you know what that is. It's an entry level question for those types of talks.
Right.
Like it's like a very like. I'm new to exploring the world. Like you almost sound like an alien that's trying to fit in.
I mean, that's literally like, what is the point of our existence? Like, how do we just like not know? Like, I don't get it.
Like, yeah, you sound fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, you sound bizarre.
What's an existential question we all come across?
Right, but this late in the game. When you're 24.
No, I think about this a lot. I think about this a lot. It just. Like,
I know, but you.
Well, I have.
It's just so funny because I completely know what you're saying, right? We're on the same page here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Natalie's agreeing.
No, I ask myself that question every year. Sure.
Right.
Why am
right.
I here? What's my purpose?
Right. It's definitely a question that comes up. It's just the fact that it was written down and it was like, and she started with like, I have something I thought of. like Gandhi over here just came up with this like, what is life?
Okay, here's another one that I wrote down.
Oh boy.
Okay, so I also was thinking.
It's crazy how air works.
go.
That's my third one, actually.
Wait, really?
Really?
Can I read it? No. Can I read it? Is it actually your third one?
It is my third.
Let me read
no
it.
No way.
Okay, Nelly has three things in her notes. And okay, yeah, her third one is literally, what is turbulence? Pockets of air, but there's really nothing there? It's so bizarre. That's what she has written down.
So good.
Okay, I didn't read your second one. Read the second one. What's your second one?
Well, this was my first one. I went with the second one with the universe. I thought that would be more interesting.
Okay.
The first one is, isn't it crazy how time is all relative? Like, what does it mean to not have enough time in the day? Who made up time? Like, someone just
That's interesting.
That's cool.
That's interesting.
Wow, thanks, guys.
That's cool. That's way cooler than your second one.
Yeah, the second one was like...
Well, the second one's bigger, I think.
Yeah, but everybody thinks of the second one. Like,
well, that's what I think. That's what I think so crazy about the second one is that everybody fucking thinks it. Everyone knows it. And
yeah, but that's like what starts a discussion.
What did you think I was trying to do? Fucking win the Nobel Space Prize?
Your fucking second question was so boring, Todd fell asleep.
But yeah, that's it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got pulled over today.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What the hell happened?
Wait, Natalie's not done.
Wait, I'm not done.
She wants to find out where quesadillas come from.
I got pulled over today on my bicycle. Didn't have a helmet.
I said that the other day. I was like, why doesn't he have a helmet? And then I said, oh, I think in California you don't have to wear a helmet, right?
You don't have to wear one in Illinois. But you have to wear one in California.
What did the guy
say? So I got pulled over. I got pulled over for not wearing a helmet. And the guy, like, you know, first off, on the mic, he's like, pull over, go right. And he's like, take the key.
Oh my God, I hate that.
He's like, take the key out, like on a speakerphone. He's like, take the key out of the bike and throw it on the sidewalk.
Oh, really? Like, that dramatic,
shit.
Huh?
Shit. This is serious.
I feel like every biker in LA runs.
That's fucking crazy. Right. Yeah, I feel like he thought I was going to run.
Shit.
So I threw the key on the sidewalk. I get off the bike and he's like, so you're not wearing a helmet and you also, I can't really see your license plate. And to both, I was like, yeah, like I have no excuse, right, for not wearing a fucking helmet.
Right.
I was like, yeah, like my bad. Like that's all I could say. Like, I'm sorry.
His excuse is he's a fucking dumbass.
And so he made me fucking call a friend to bring me my helmet.
And where were you?
I was a friend.
I had to call David to bring my helmet.
What part of town were you in?
I was in Studio City. I got pulled over.
Oh, so not that far.
Close. Yeah, I was really lucky.
Oh, that's good.
But usually cops don't care.
Like, they don't?
I've passed by like a good 10 cops without my helmet.
Really?
And like they just kind of look at me weird, but you know. But this cop cared. Yeah, I should probably wear
it. Gonna have that guy fix it for you?
Do you want to explain what your reasoning that you gave to me of why you don't wear a helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Because first of all, this is the first thing I said when you got this bike. I'm like, bro, wear a fucking helmet. Like, you're just going to die.
Yeah,
like,
I'll explain. When I'm riding a bike, I want to be free. I want to be free like a bird. Like, I just want to fucking, like, if I have a helmet on, I feel like I'm in a cage. Like, it's just claustrophobic, like, annoying, fucking hot. If I have no helmet on, I'm just, like, free. I'm just chilling.
I get you. That's literally, like, the audio we'll play at your funeral.
I wanted to be a bird.
But I get that.
Rest in peace, Ilya Fedorovich.
That's
fly
like when,
with the birds.
That's like when they say, like, you know, the guy, like, rock climbs. And, like, yeah, but he died. He loved doing it. That's what he loved to do.
Right.
So it's okay.
I definitely see myself dying in, like, a bike accident.
Do you love it
like
that much that you're cool with dying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Not yet. Maybe in like 20 years, but I'm down to
no,
die.
No, you don't get to make that decision.
I do because like I'm actually very careful on my bike.
When you dial and it's like something like that, how do you want me to react?
I just honestly, I don't want you to be sad at all and just know that like I went out being happy.
What if you didn't?
And I want you to play this at my funeral. Actually, I'll think of something to play at my funeral. I'll send it to you.
What song do you want me to play at your funeral? When there's walkout music for
lip gloss.
Okay, for when I walk out to talk about you, you want lip gloss to play?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, we gotta make
Sings
that happen.
Lip gloss.
I don't know, but my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. Yeah.
What if you don't die happy? What if you're torn apart by bears?
Well, that has nothing to do with him being on a motorcycle, unless he's driving through Utah. Then yes, that would be dangerous.
Well, okay, but
it's so funny. Like I get like all these dirty looks from like other motorcyclists, like all these other bikers. Like I'll pass them, I'll like be friendly.
Yeah.
And they'll like give me the signal to like wear my helmet.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I like, wanna say something. I wanna say something. I've been holding this for a while.
Why are you looking at me?
Huh? Because this is going to affect you the most.
Oh, jeez.
This is actually going to be something that's going to, a lot of people are maybe going to be upset with me about after I say this.
Okay. God.
They're going to think
planning another dinner.
They're going to think I'm naive. They're going to think I'm stupid. And I agree with them to some point. I do think that this is how I currently think. I don't, you know, I'll get older. Maybe I'll change my mind. But right now I'm about to say something pretty controversial. Okay. So, buckle down.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot describe to you how much I fucking hate nature.
Oh my God.
I hate nature.
Didn't you just go on like a crazy walk in San Francisco and stuff?
I just went to Utah.
Yeah.
And I cannot put fingers, I cannot explain to you how much nature just aggravates me. I have never been so.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And I never knew I could be so angry at something.
You don't like it.
I was just
what
so.
What is that? Like, what do you mean you don't like nature? You just don't like the earth?
You're a city person. You're a country person.
I was just on a hike, and I was like, I was on a hike because I was, you know, I like to run every day, and now I had no choice. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go hike. So I was hiking through the mountains, and I was just, everybody I saw, I just got angry at. I was like, why are you here? Like, so I was so mad. I was so mad. I don't know what it was. I was just getting so angry. Yeah. And it feels so wrong because everybody loves nature.
Do you count running as nature?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
So you go when you go hiking, you're pissed that you're out there.
I'm not pissed. I'm just like, there's something. I don't know if it's my family that like made me hate it, but like my family was always, they loved the outdoors and like
this
they
is
love
deep seated.
Maybe,
stuff.
But
yeah.
Bro, I cannot.
Everything with him is deep seated trauma that he refuses to actually confront.
But I hate it, Jay. I hate it. I was so angry. I was just. Yeah. I was just. I don't get it. I don't.
Yeah, because you never liked the beach. Like when I go
so,
to the beach.
But what is so cool about something that's been there for exist like for every fucking? It's been there for millions of years. What is so cool?
Okay,
about
I can
that?
Tell you
that's
for
why
me.
It's cool.
But what's cool is
I can tell you for me.
Yeah.
It's calming.
I don't see, I don't find it calming. I find it frustrating.
That's fine.
It feels like everything that I've worked for has just been erased and now I'm stuck with the dirt and the grass and the leaves. What's cool to me is a skyscraper. Like something that somebody made.
I mean,
somebody
that's
like
cool too, but it's like
but it's so much cooler than nature. Like if I want to be calm, I want to sit and watch like look at a skyline.
I mean, the reason why you have lights and you have a city and why you have a home is because of nature. Like that's what's so beautiful about it is like it naturally occurs. Like nobody made it. It just literally started and exists. Like,
right.
Yeah, from this, when you're in nature, don't you go, oh wow, like this is what it was like before, like everything.
No.
You never sit there and go like
I honestly don't. This, and I'm not this, just trying to say this to
no,
sound like
fine.
Edgy and not like nature. I just
no
I,
one thinks
I
just, you're edgy I just, for not liking nature.
Well, I just don't because a lot of times
Joe,
I do,
man, Dave's fucking cool, man.
No, a lot of times, Brooks I take the opposition and like I say things like just to get a rise out of people. But like right now I'm being genuine, like in a private room I would
I mean, it
I
doesn't make sense
nature.
Why it would frustrate you.
I don't know. I don't want to keep talking because I feel like I'm just pissing people off, but like that is just how I feel about nature. And I really don't think too many people would agree with me on this one. This is the one where I'm going to take.
I got so many I don't usually get a lot of DMs. I got a lot of DMs this week about the podcast last week about defending Ilya.
About the 69 thing?
They were so funny. They were
same.
Like, Jay, thank you so much
me
for
too,
fucking
man.
Defending Ilya. I'm so proud of you that you backed Ilya up. They
so
do
many
talk
people.
To him like he's a fucking chimp.
Now, so many
now,
people
now,
on my
you,
side.
Mind you, a lot of the guys that were defending Ilya were fucking, looked just like Ilya.
What the so fuck probably, is that supposed to mean?
White BMW and a Gucci watch. Ilya is a I just realized, I didn't even, I was joking about the white BMW, but you actually drive a white BMW.
Yeah, I know.
And wear a Gucci watch, which were both jokes.
Did you get a lot of DMs about the podcast last week? Just no? Was I the only one? Nope.
I got a ton.
He's pissed.
I got a ton.
He's out.
You know what I thought was really weird the other day? I was watching a TikTok, and it was this little girl being held by her father, like a maybe 2-3-year-old girl. I don't know. Very young. And they're at a bakery, and they're watching the baker bake. And the baker blows flour right onto the glass. Mm. And with the flour, he draws a smiley face. And it just makes the girl smile. And you just think to yourself, holy fuck, did this baker just influence this girl to be a fucking like chef herself when she grows up? Like, is this interaction going to mean so much to her? Because she's so young and she's so easily like imprinted on or whatever. Like,
I think about that all the time with my kids. The little things I say, I'm like, did I just fuck them up for life? Shit like that, you know?
A little backwards.
You know what I just thought about? maybe the reason I love food so much is because I would have so many positive interactions at restaurants. Like I had, it sounds crazy, but this is real. Like all my birthday parties as a kid at restaurants, always eating like Portillo's, lots of birthday parties at Portillo's.
Oh, that is so interesting.
And my parents were divorced, so I'd only see my dad at dinner. Like he would take me to dinner and we would have like a good time.
That's so sad.
Jason, who'd you have an interaction with? Like a baby raccoon?
Crackhead on Hollywood Boulevard.
I'm going to be like that raccoon digging through the trash.
Fuck you guys.
Wait, when's your birthday? Yeah.
This weekend. 16th
Friday.
Your birthday's Friday?
Yeah.
What do you do for your birthday?
Nothing. Just hanging out.
I guess we can't do anything.
Fucking hate birthdays, Jay. Hate birthdays. They should be called death days.
Why do you hate birthdays?
Birthdays.
Wait. Hold on.
Fuck birthdays, man. It's like literally like it's a year closer to your death date. You're running out of fucking time. It's literally the most negative fucking holiday.
No, that's
ever.
Not why it's negative.
Yes, it is. No. It's one of the many reasons. There's probably 15 reasons
negative.
That are negative.
I think it's negative because everyone just like puts so much pressure on
it. Yes, yeah. There's a lot of pressure on like for it to be really good and like fun. Like, fuck that. Like, I just want it to be a regular day. Like, if it's fun,
no,
great.
There's
if
no pressure on it.
Yeah, there is.
Like,
there's
amazing.
So much.
Yeah, there is.
There's
you
so
do
much.
Something that's fun.
No, you should just. It's an. Like, you're supposed to celebrate your life. That
that's
you're
you guys. You guys
existing.
Live in this world where everything's got to be, like, fucking A.
Doesn't have to be
one.
Epic.
I don't
it doesn't
agree.
Have to be epic.
No, Jay,
it can literally be you and your friends hanging out on the couch.
Yeah,
at least
but, like,
you celebrate
people.
It
just, like, people
the
in the back of their minds, like, oh, it's Ilya's birthday. Like, I even fucking hate when people wish me happy birthday. I wish people didn't know it was my fucking birthday.
Oh, I hate birthdays, but I love when people wish me happy birthday.
I hate both.
Oh, I love it. My birthday, I love it. I get texts all day.
Oh, bro, remember in high school, your popularity was judged by how many people said happy birthday on your birthday wall?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's how I would check to see who was the most popular.
I would literally go home at school, like after school, and like go check the number to make sure it was like better.
Over 100. Yeah. Right? Like over 100 was the number to hit. And I remember I was on Facebook and like, and it was like midnight when it was my birthday, and I had like 13, like right as midnight turned. I was like, holy fuck. Like, I'm in good standing.
I am so
like, this is going to be a good day. Like, I think I'll make it past like my 60 mark, which is what I'm trying to beat from last year.
Like when I post and the video does good in the first hour and then tanks.
I'd have to ask. I asked my friends, like my home, like my close friends, like Alex and like John, to comment on my to put something on my birthday wall because I wanted to add to the amount of people. Because like then Facebook would put out a notification like it was Miranda Jacobson and 45 others wished blah 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 happy birthday.
But then you would also like measure the status of like how good friends you were with someone and the popular person by what your birthday happy birthday was. Was it like a sentence?
Yeah.
If it was just happy birthday smiley face, you're like you don't really know them. But like I would always put so much effort into my birthday wishes on Facebook because I wanted to prove that I was like really good friends with these people. It's so like, oh my god, I love you so much. Remember that time that we da 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 da. Like write like you're the best person in the world and like go on and on and on.
I'm so glad I'm on Facebook.
At the time, it was fucking lit.
Cool. David dies right now. What do we all do?
Yo, I look thought about this yesterday.
You go look for a new job?
Why? Are you trying to kill me and go to prison?
It's just been a weird week, and I was like, what happens? Like, what do we do?
Like, what's the order? Like,
well, you can't post. That's
like, who becomes
for
David?
A while.
No, but like, no, like, what do? We come here to this house, and we're like,
David's
are
dead.
We all out of a job? Like,
oh, yeah,
what
that
do we
is
do?
Interesting.
Yeah, you're out of a job.
Like, I just fucking moved to LA. What the fuck do I do now?
Yeah, you that would I mean? Be weird. Like, what happens then? Is the business dead, or does Natalie take over and start posting as me? Like, actually, what happens?
What do you want?
What do you want? Tell us right now.
If I die?
Yeah.
I don't really see how the business would continue.
It would be it. Unless, like, we'll just, you know.
You know what would be funny? You guys are all reading my will, and it's like, Ilya's, like, rubbing his hands, like, getting ready to receive most of the money. Natalie's, like, there. She's like, okay, I know a lot's coming to me. And then it goes.
I know.
And on all the and all the proceedings from David Dobrik LLC will go to Taylor.
And then we all sue Taylor.
Everyone looks at, everyone turns around to look at Taylor in the back of the room, like wiping a dish off. She's washing the dishes and she's just like, what? I don't know.
That'd be really funny though.
The first thing I thought of when you said that, like, what if you died? I was like, the money goes to Ilya. That's like the first, that's
that
my
is,
first
that
job.
Is my code right now. What would you do if I died and you came to work and Natalie's like, hey, Tay, David's dead. I just walked in the room. He's dead.
Well, God.
She would probably think that I did it, first of all.
No.
She chokes Natalie out.
She Natalie, you Natalie. Hella, I think Natalie killed David.
I don't think so. Well, I'd go looking for you because just to make sure you didn't run away somewhere.
No, I'm dead in the room, Tay.
Oh.
Not like the immediate, like, what do we do with his body? It's like, what are our next steps? Like,
yeah,
what are we doing?
What are the next steps?
Oh, figure out the will.
No, yeah, yeah. Not like that. Like as a person, you don't come in here like, he's dead? Well, what's the will like? What do we with the will?
As a person?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go to therapy after seeing a dead body.
Do you cry?
Yeah. Obviously.
Ella, you would cry.
Obviously.
If I died.
I would cry. We would be all depressed.
I think I would eventually cry. I don't think that would be the first thing I would do.
Oh, my God. You're psychotic.
I would 100% cry.
I think I'd be in shock.
I think when Todd stops coming around as much because he actually liked you more, then I would start crying more.
No, I don't think I would cry either first because I've experienced similar situations. And I would be frozen. And not cry until like 3 hours in.
Oh man, I wish I could just fucking be dead tomorrow.
But I've never seen a dead body. I've had people die, but I've never actually seen their dead body.
I would cry. I saw a dead body.
My dead body would be super weird.
Yeah.
My dead body, what I feel would be like the weirdest out of all your dead bodies.
You know, I think so too. Me, I'm already dead. Yeah. Right? Like if you saw me dead, you'd be like, oh, yeah, there you go.
I'd be like, Jason, wake up. I'd be like, oh, Jason, you actually look like you showered today.
I would immediately cry, but that's just, I agree that people like react differently. I would react like that, but I saw a dead body. Like when my grandfather died, it was like fucking open casket for no.
Yeah, that's crazy that people do open casket.
It's so fucking weird. And it was like, it was so weird. But the thing,
Jay, I dare you right now. If I die and it's an open casket, I dare you to make out with me.
So fucked
bro,
up.
You have my permission. Just do it.
Okay. I'm down.
And then tell everybody that I said that it was okay on the podcast.
I don't know if that's how that would
guys,
work.
Guys, this is okay what I'm about to do to the body. I'm going to put my tongue in David's mouth. I know it sounds weird.
You have to say it fast, too, before some people start freaking out. I have to kiss David real quick. He said it in the podcast.
He said it's okay.
That'd be so weird.
Episode 244.
Jason. Yeah. If David does die, like, whoa. Me, Natalie, and I'll be your assistants. Die.
Oh, fuck yeah. That'd be so great.
Wow. Wait, hold on. You just signed me up for something that I did not want to do?
Wait, I have a better question. What would you do if one of us dies?
I mean, ZipRecruiter has actually...
Which leads me to
my new ad.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But what I would actually do if one of you guys died... it depends. I think I'd react differently for everybody.
Okay, if Natalie died first, because Natalie, I'd
be, I would be
ecstatic, thrilled.
I think he would be so lost.
I'd start. No, Natalie, I'd be really bummed. Natalie would be the bummest, probably.
No, obviously, but I'm saying, what would you do? Like, you just ask us the question.
Well,
what would
the
you
bummest.
Do?
That's the so bummest. Sweet.
What would I do? I'd.
Like, I feel like you wouldn't know anything
I'd call
about your
everybody.
Life.
I'd call everybody.
Then
Natalie died.
Right.
Yeah.
Call me right now.
I'd be like, Jason.
Hey, what's up, man? You,
knowing me, I'd probably be like, Jason, guess who died?
Regis Philbin.
Two more guesses. Someone closer to me.
I don't know.
Okay, fuck it.
Killinger?
Where's right next to me?
Ilya?
Natalie!
Natalie's dead?
And I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
isn't that
shit.
Crazy? Yeah, it's really sad. Oh. No, I don't know. I actually don't know how I'd react if any of you guys died. I'd be pretty sad.
I mean, I would hope you'd be sad, but I'm more just like, well, you're going to... Like, I genuinely feel like if Natalie especially were to die, that you wouldn't actually know what is going on in your life.
If Natalie...
Like, you would wake up and be like, what's going on? You're like... Where am I?
I mean, if Natalie died, I'd probably take a big break from like posting things.
Oh, 2 days later, Instagram
please,
story.
Don't do
guys,
me any favors.
Guys, look at the sunset. It's so nice.
Guys, Natalie passed away, so we're doing 30% off all merch. This is what she would have wanted.
You have RIP merch?
Yeah.
Oh my God, RIP merch.
It's the Natalie RIP collection. Limited edition. It's embroidered. We have Natalie's name embroidered, and the RIP is like a bedazzled, bubbly letter. It's really nice.
She's in the Ford Bronco here. It's beautiful.
We're auctioning it off.
Yeah, I don't know.
What would you do with the money? If you're in charge of the will, what do you do with it?
I think that David would hand it off to me knowing that like I would do something responsible with it. And
I think that's it.
30 jet skis. Yeah.
But Fun Joe's next video?
You call everybody and go, who wants a jet ski?
Responsible? You're the worst with money.
I think that he'd give it to you not because you'd be responsible with it, because you would do like the most fun thing with it. You wouldn't just take it all for yourself.
No, I wouldn't. I would give it all to your parents. You know, I wouldn't even think twice. I'd just give it all to your parents.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like if I die, my will would say like, Ilya, here's all my money, but you have 24 hours to spend it. Make sure you record it. Like, that'd be really fun. Like, if you had...
That's a lot. But then, like, we could get a sick house, a fucking yacht, a villa in Italy.
A villa in Italy? I don't have fucking $300 million, but...
All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Jay, thank you for being the co-host today.
Thanks for having me.
I think I'm going to have you back next week.
Yes.
You fucking killed it this week.
Thanks, brother.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Go check out the new perfume. Go check out Jason's merch. And my name is Jeff. Bye, guys.